So many of you could benefit by going to muscular failure a little bit more frequently in your training. And that's not because I think it's some magical pill to getting stronger and getting jacked. Like, people get big and strong going to muscular failure, and people get big and strong not going to muscular failure. The reason you will benefit from it is because it will give you a better gauge of what you're actually capable of. So many people underestimate what they can actually do. And so they get fewer effective training sets within a training session, which means they get less of a stimulus for getting fitter, for getting stronger, for building muscle, whatever it is you're in the gym for during that session. And so if you go to failure where appropriate, a little bit more frequently, it will give you an idea of actually how capable and how strong you are. Now, I'm not suggesting you max out deadlifts and back squats every week, but if you're on a machine, if you're doing an isolation exercise like leg extensions or bicep curls, like, there's no harm in going to failure. You can do that very safely and very effectively. And in actual fact, it will give you an idea of what that feels like, of how far you can push yourself. And you will start to grow accustomed to that level of challenge and discomfort. And that in turn is going to put things in perspective, and you will realize that you can probably go further on some sets than you've been going. You can lift heavier weights, you can do some more reps, not necessary to muscular failure, but you will start to appreciate where your limit is, where that threshold is, and you can gauge your efforts better because of it. Like I said, I don't think that there is all the evidence is fairly clear that in actual fact, you don't need to be going to muscular failure in order to get super strong, in order to build muscle. So like I said, this isn't me giving you a blanket statement and saying every single set you need to train to failure. Like, there's no need to do that. And there are some exercises where it's just not appropriate, okay? Unless you are a very proficient, barbell, back squatter, front squatter, deadlifter, then it is going to be very hard to go to true muscular failure. What is more likely going to happen is form will break down, tempo will break down, and so it's just not practical. But if we're looking at a machine-based exercise, even a compound one like hack squats or pendulum squats or leg press, where, you know, it's the machine doing the moving, or the it's not the machine doing the moving, but there's less to control, okay? It's not a free weight exercise. You can go to muscular failure safely and effectively during those exercises. And if you do it every now and again, it will give you an idea of actually what you're capable of when push comes to shove. Of course, make sure you've got a spotter, make sure you've got the safety measures in place, and make sure you're confident and competent in the exercise. But every now and again, go to failure, and I think you'll surprise yourself. With arm work, especially for things like bicep curls, tricep pushdowns, and even shoulder raises, I think you can probably pretty comfortably go to muscular failure on the majority of your exercises for those across the week. And I don't think it'll actually make that negative an impact. I think to an extent, it comes down to personal preference. If you are the sort of person that likes to go to muscular failure when you're doing bicep curls, you can probably do that on almost every single set of bicep curls and you'll be absolutely fine. Okay, like, you don't need to hold like 2 or 3 reps in the tank on curls, especially not machine-based ones or cable-based ones. The other big advantage of going to failure a little bit more frequently is that you can create an effective training stimulus with less time spent in the gym and less overall training volume. If you are a bodybuilder or a physique athlete who is quite happy spending 5-6 hours a week in the gym, then you've got plenty of time to build up training volume, do lots of sets and lots of exercises, and that's fine. But if you lead a busy lifestyle, if you've got a busy career, a busy family life, like, training is obviously way down the order of importance and your priorities. And so training happens by fitting it around the things that matter most, your obligations, your duties, social life, family, friends. I guess friends and social life are the same thing. And so training to failure can also be a very time efficient way of training. If you are trying to get stronger, to get fitter, build muscle, get a bit leaner, you're trying to keep lots of different plates spinning. You're not trying to be a bodybuilder whose one goal is to develop their physique. You also want to run a little bit faster, lose a little bit of weight. Then training to muscular failure more frequently, again, with appropriate exercises, it's going to save you time in the end, because you can create an effective stimulus for your quadriceps, for instance, with just 5 or 6 sets a week rather than 10 or 12. Again, I'm not saying that it is optimal or that it is more effective, but I am saying that it is effective enough. if you go to the gym and you can only do like lunges and squats once a week, then you might as well, especially with the lunges, you might as well take them to muscular failure. You might as well trash your quads, trash your lower body, because you might have a whole week to recover. Like, you need to push that hard. If you only have time during a session to do one or two lower body exercises, and so you do one exercise that challenges your quadriceps, you know, muscles in the front of your thighs, and you do one exercise that challenges your hamstrings, the muscles in your back of your thighs, then you better make sure you are taking each of those exercises to failure. Because if you're not, it's just not going to be enough of a stimulus to force you to hold on to or build new muscle tissue, to build muscle mass, to build size. So there's nothing wrong with muscular failure in that sense. Again, I would encourage you to go back to the beginning where I said you need to pick the right exercises. Like, machine-based exercises, single leg exercises are probably far more effective to take to muscular failure. But there's nothing wrong with going like high rep back squats and trap bar deadlifts and all that sort of stuff. But the point remains the same. Number one, going to failure is going to give you a gauge of what you are actually capable of. And trust me, I can almost guarantee that you are way more capable. You are way stronger. You are way fitter than you give yourself credit for right now. Okay. You've been playing it safe. You've been staying in your comfort zone, and that's normal. That's fine. But you'll only get better at stepping out of that comfort zone by repeatedly exposing yourself to those levels of discomfort. Okay, there's nothing that the only thing that separates people who are really comfortable and confident pushing their bodies in the gym, whether that's on a rowing machine, on a leg press, whatever it is, the only difference between those people and the people that aren't quite at that stage yet is just that they've spent more time exposing themselves to that level of discomfort. It's got nothing to do with mental toughness, beast mode. They're not built differently. They're not wired differently. They've just spent more time pushing themselves. And so they have their gauge of what is possible, their gauge of the level of discomfort they are happy to go through has changed because they've experienced it. And they finish those horrible tough sets with their legs shaking, completely out of breath, drenched in sweat, and gone, yeah, that was tough, but I did it. So I can do it again. And when I get that sensation, when I want to put the bar down, when I want to rack the dumbbells, when I want to put the handle of the rowing machine down, I know I can probably go for a little bit longer. And that is all training is anyway. Well, it's not all training is, but that's a big component of training. Exposing yourselves to greater levels of difficulty and realizing that actually, you're okay. You're still breathing. You're still moving. You're okay. You can do this again. So that is why you should train to muscular failure. Not all the time, but reasonably frequently. It's a great training stimulus. It's going to allow you to get a good amount of work done in less time because you have to do fewer exercises and fewer sets. Cool. Fantastic. I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying that it might be your only option. But most of all, it is going to force you to get out of your comfort zone. It is going to force you to turn things up a gear, and you will in turn realize that you can do way more than you give yourself credit for right now. And once you start building that level of confidence, everything's going to become much, much easier. That's today's episode. Short, sweet, to the point. We're not even at 9 minutes. If you liked this, leave a review. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure we're doing so well. Make sure you're subscribed, notified, following, whatever it is. And I'll catch you on the next one. Peace. Oh, that was embarrassing. I shouldn't have said peace, should I?